A deciding factor in determining how you set that priority is who wins the battle between your present and future selves. If you're offered a choice of $100 today or $200 next year, which would you choose? The $200, right? You would if your goal were to make the most money from the opportunity. Strangely, most people don't make that choice. Economists have long known that even though people prefer big rewards over small ones, they have an even stronger preference for present rewards over future ones, even when the future rewards are much bigger. It's an ordinary occurrence, oddly named hyperbolic discounting. The farther away a reward is in the future, the smaller the immediate motivation to achieve it. Maybe it's because objects that are farther away appear smaller, so people mistakenly assume they really are and discount their value. That might explain why so many people would actually choose the $100 today over twice the amount in the future. Their present bias overrides logic, and they allow a big future with potentially extraordinary results to get away. Now imagine the devastating impact living this way every day could have on your future self. Remember our conversation on delayed gratification? Turns out that what starts out as marshmallows can later cost you much more. We need a simple way of thinking to save us from ourselves, set the right priority, and move closer toward accomplishing our purpose. Goal setting to the now will get you there. By thinking through the filter of goal setting to the now, you set a future goal and then methodically drill down to what you should be doing right now. It can be a little like a Russian Matryoshka doll, in that your one thing right now is nested inside your one thing today, which is nested inside your one thing this week, which is nested inside your one thing this month. It's how a small thing can actually build up to a big one. You're lining up your dominoes. Figure 24 on theonething.com shows you how to figure out what you should be doing right now by using goal setting to the now. It starts by asking, what's the one thing I want to do someday? And gets more and more specific until the present moment, when it asks, based on my daily goal, what's the one thing I can do right now? To understand how goal setting to the now will guide your thinking and determine your most important priority, consider the following litany. Based on my someday goal, what's the one thing I can do in the next 5 years to be on track to achieve it? Now, based on my 5-year goal, what's the one thing I can do this year to be on track to achieve my 5-year goal, so that I'm on track to achieve my someday goal? Now, based on my goal this year, what's the one thing I can do this month so I'm on track to achieve my goal this year, so I'm on track to achieve my 5-year goal, so I'm on track to achieve my someday goal? Now, based on my goal this month, what's the one thing I can do this week so I'm on track to achieve my goal this month, so I'm on track to achieve my goal this year, so I'm on track to achieve my 5-year goal, so I'm on track to achieve my someday goal? Now, based on my goal this week, what's the one thing I can do today so I'm on track to achieve my goal this week, so I'm on track to achieve my goal this month, so I'm on track to achieve my goal this year, so I'm on track to achieve my 5-year goal, so I'm on track to achieve my someday goal? So based on my goal today, what's the one thing I can do right now so I'm on track to achieve my goal today, so I'm on track to achieve my goal this week, so I'm on track to achieve my goal this month, so I'm on track to achieve my goal this year, so I'm on track to achieve my 5-year goal, so I'm on track to achieve my someday goal? I hope you hung in there and listened to the entire thing. Why? Because you're training your mind how to think, how to connect one goal with the next, over time, until you know the most important thing you must do right now. You're learning how to think big, but go small. To prove its value, just skip the steps by asking yourself, what's the one thing I can do right now so I'm on track to achieve my someday goal? It doesn't work. The moment is too far from the future for you to clearly see your key priority. In fact, you can keep adding back in today, this week, and so on, but you won't see the powerful priority you seek until you've added back in all the steps. It's why most people never get close to their goals. They haven't connected today to all the tomorrows it will take to get there. Connect today to all your tomorrows. It matters. Research backs this up. In three separate studies, psychologists observed 262 students to see the impact of visualization on outcomes. The students were asked to visualize in one of two ways. Those in one group were told to visualize the outcome, such as getting an A on an exam, and the others were asked to visualize the process needed to achieve a desired outcome, such as all of the study sessions needed to earn that A on the exam. In the end, students who visualized the process performed better across the board. They studied earlier and more frequently and earned higher grades than those who simply visualized the outcome. People tend to be overly optimistic about what they can accomplish, and therefore, most don't think things all the way through. Researchers call this the planning fallacy. Visualizing the process, breaking a big goal down into the steps needed to achieve it, helps engage the strategic thinking you need to plan for and achieve extraordinary results. This is why goal setting to the now really works. I have this dialogue with people every day. It's particularly effective when they ask me what they should do. I turn it around and say, before I answer your question, let me ask you something. Where are you going? And where do you want to be someday? Without fail, as I walk them through goal setting to the now, they catch on quickly and come up with their own answers. And by the time they tell me the one thing they should be doing right now, I laughingly ask, so why are you still talking to me? Your last step is to write down your answers. Much has been written about writing down goals, and for a very good reason. It works. In 2008, Dr. Gail Matthews of the Dominican University of California recruited 267 participants from a wide range of professions, such as lawyers, accountants, nonprofit employees, and marketers from a variety of countries. Those who wrote down their goals were 39.5% more likely to accomplish them. Writing down your goals and your most important priority is your final step to living by priority.
Big ideas. There can only be one. Your most important priority is the one thing you can do right now that will help you achieve what matters most to you. You may have many priorities, but dig deep and you'll discover there is always one thing that matters most. Your top priority. Your one thing. Goal set to the now. Knowing your future goal is how you begin. Identifying the steps you need to accomplish along the way keeps your thinking clear while you uncover the right priority you need to accomplish right now. Put pen to paper. Write your goals down and keep them close.
Pull your purpose through to a single priority built by goal setting to the now, and that priority, that one thing you can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary, will show you the way to extraordinary results. And once you know what to do, the only thing left is to go from knowing to doing.
Chapter 15, Live for Productivity. Margarita Tartakovsky said, productivity isn't about being a workhorse, keeping busy, or burning the midnight oil. It's more about priorities, planning, and fiercely protecting your time.
Ebenezer Scrooge's story might have been a footnote in literary history, except for this. He acted. Passionate about his new purpose and empowered by a priority that fulfilled it, he got up and got going. Productive action transforms lives. Let's go be productive. We'll never be heard in the movies as the cavalry takes the hill. It's not the first choice a coach, manager, or general uses as a rallying cry to arouse deep emotion and inspire the troops. It's not what you say to yourself as you take a